Sure they will, said Cam. The first person Rebecca saw was her father, a tall man with thinning fair hair, a neatly knotted tie visible in the V of his coat. He looked older.
Look! She screamed at Vali. It's father!
Vali's face broke into a wide grin.
So it is,
he said. I didn't think we'd find them in this multitude. He put his arms around Rebecca's shoulders, and together they pushed through the crash. Helmut and Alice followed close behind. Movement was frustratingly difficult. The crowd was thick, and everyone was dancing, jumping for joy, and embracing strangers. Rebecca saw her mother next to her father, then Lily and Caroline.
They haven't seen us yet, she said to Vali. Wave!
There was no point in shouting. Everyone was shouting. Vali said, This is the biggest street party in the world. A woman with her hair in curlers cannoned into Rebecca, and she would have fallen but that Vali's arm supported her. Then the two groups at last reached one another. Rebecca threw herself into her father's arms. She felt his lips on her forehead. The familiar kiss, the touch of his slightly bristly chin, the faint fragrance of his aftershave, filled her heart to bursting. Vali hugged their mother. Then they swapped. Rebecca could not see for tears. They embraced Lily and Caroline. Caroline kissed Alice, saying, I didn't think I'd see you again so soon. I didn't know if I'd see you again, ever. Rebecca looked at Vali as he greeted Caroline. He took both of her hands, and they smiled at one another. Vali said simply, I'm so happy to see you again, Caroline.
So happy.
Me too,
she said. They formed a ring, arms around each other, there in the middle of the street, in the middle of the night, in the middle of Europe.
Here we are,
said Carla, looking around the circle at her family, smiling broadly, happy.
Together again, at last, after all that.
She paused, then said it again,
after all that.
Epilogue. November 4th, 2008. Chapter 63. They were a strange family group, Maria reflected, looking around the living room of Jackie Jakes's house at a few seconds before midnight. There was Jackie herself, Maria's mother-in-law, 89 years old and feistier than ever. There was George, Maria's husband for the last 12 years, now white-haired at 72. Maria had been a bride for the first time at the age of 60, which would have embarrassed her if she had not been so happy. There was George's ex-wife Verena, undoubtedly the most beautiful 69-year-old woman in America. She was with her second husband, Lee Montgomery. Then there was George's son with Verena, Jack, a lawyer, aged 28, with his wife and their pretty 5-year-old daughter, Marga. They were watching TV. The broadcast was coming from a park in Chicago, where 240,000 ecstatically happy people had gathered. On stage was an African-American family, a handsome father, a beautiful mother, and two sweet little girls. It was election night, and Barack Obama had won. Michelle Obama and the girls left the stage, and the president-elect went to the microphone and said, "Hello, Chicago!" Jackie, the matriarch of the Jakes family, said, "Hush now, everybody! Listen up!" She turned up the volume. Obama wore a dark gray suit and a burgundy tie. Behind him, rippling in a gentle breeze, were more American flags than Maria could count. Speaking slowly, pausing after each phrase, Obama said, "If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer." Little Marga came up to Maria where she sat on the couch.
"Granny Maria," she said.
Maria lifted the child onto her lap and said,
"Hush now, baby. Everyone wants to listen to the new president."
Obama said, "It's the answer spoken by young and old, rich and poor, Democrat and Republican, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, gay, straight, disabled, and not disabled. Americans who sent a message to the world that we have never been just a collection of individuals, or a collection of red states and blue states. We are, and always will be, the United States of America.
Granny Maria, Margot whispered again, look at Granddad.
Maria looked at her husband, George. He was watching the television, but his lined brown face was streaming with tears. He was wiping them away with a big white handkerchief, but as soon as he dried his eyes, the tears came again. Marga said,
why is Granddad crying?
Maria knew why. He was crying for Bobby, and Martin, and Jack. For four Sunday school girls. For Medgar Evers. For all the freedom fighters, dead and alive.
Why?
Marga said again,
honey, said Maria. It's a long story.
Time's glory is to calm contending kings, to unmask falsehood and bring truth to light, to stamp the seal of time in aged things, to wake the morn and sentinel the night, to wrong the wronger till he render right, to ruinate proud buildings with thy hours, and smear with dust their glittering golden towers. Shakespeare, The Rape of Lucrece. This is John Lee. We hope that you've enjoyed this unabridged production of Edge of Eternity by Ken Follett. Text copyright 2014 by Ken Follett.